I want to share with you today from the Word, and the title is going to be The Story of Wolves and Lambs. So who knows, maybe this has something to do with it. If you do have your Bible, if you don't, I'm going to read it anyway, but if you do have your Bible, let's look at Luke chapter 10 and verse 3. Luke 10:3. Excuse me. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. And the first thing to notice there is Jesus is saying to go your ways, meaning there's many different ways. We're all going to be going in different ways in ministry and in our life and all these things. But he makes one thing clear. There's all these many ways, but there's one way that you're being sent. Go your ways. Behold, I send you as lambs. And that's what the Lord's doing, this, that he's sending us as, not just as Christians, but he's sending us as lambs. And that means that he's sending us in his spirit, in his nature, of his way of selflessness, his way of sacrifice, his way that doesn't live for himself, but lives for God and others. And so it's pretty powerful, but then the rest of it says, I send you as lambs among wolves. And that's what we'll talk about. But as you see, the immediate theme is wolves and lambs. So similar scriptures found over in Matthew 10, but it adds one extra point here. Again, he says, I send you forth. But he does so in the midst of wolves. The wording is very specific, in the midst of wolves. In the midst of wolves. And so we get the understanding that he definitely is sending us. He definitely has something on his heart. But the many ways is not the important thing. It is that each of us, in the way that we go, in the ministry way that we go as a lamb. We go in his spirit and we go in his nature. And usually when we think about being sent, to our ministry, to what's important to us. But there's something more important than our ministry and what's important to us, and that is his spirit. And that's the overriding thing that he has in this. So he's not just sending us as Christians, he's not just sending us as ministers, but as ministers of his nature in all things. And also in this scripture in Matthew 10, it says, in the midst of wolves, be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And I thought about the word harmless, because Jesus is talking about doves, or the dove. And we know the Holy Spirit came upon him as a dove. And usually when we think of the dove, one of the first things comes to our mind is his wings. But the first thing that comes to Jesus' mind is his harmlessness. That's what he thinks about. Because he's known the dove, he's known the Holy Spirit from eternity past. And this is how he portrays him. So where are we sent? We're sent in the midst of wolves. That's what it says. And that means that we are intentionally sent there. Okay. Most people would think, well, he would send us away from wolves. He would not want us to be around wolves. But I mean, think about it. If that's what he really wanted, if that was the main thing, then when we got saved, he would have taken all of his lambs home to be with him, all of that home, because we're all saved, and take us out of the world that has wolves in it. But you see, just because we're saved doesn't mean that that nature of the lamb is formed in us. And that's his whole heart. That's what he's intentionally doing and sending us there. And, of course, again, most would want to go to a happy place. You know, oh, no, there's wolves. I just want to go to a happy place. He has a plan. So we want to look at some of the scriptures that has to do with that plan. Matthew chapter 7, just three chapters back from where we were just looking. Matthew 7, beginning with verse 15. Excuse me again. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. So, the first thing that he mentions is, in that verse, is in the midst of wolves, which we saw. We understand now that he's going to send his lambs in the midst of wolves. And and what are these wolves that he's talking about? He says, I kind of worded it like this. I just put in parentheses the word prophets and read it this way. Beware of false, which come to you in sheep's clothing. Beware of false. Doesn't matter what you name it. Doesn't matter if it's a prophet or this or that or whatever. It's false. It's not the lamb. But notice that it comes in those clothes, the sheep's clothing. And so they appear. When they appear like lambs. They appear in sheep's clothing. And so you could even say that they are brothers and sisters, maybe, you know, ministers, maybe this and that, but their appearance is like a lamb. And, you know, we could go into the book of Revelation and Daniel and really examine that area right there. So who are they? Who are they then? Well, part of the thing is maybe we need to consider it could be us. It could be us. We could be wolves in sheep's clothing and not even know it. Remember the rest of what it was saying, that you'll know them by their fruits, and then he starts talking about thorns and thistles and corrupt fruit, evil fruit, and he gets into all of that. So though we might assume that we're not a wolf, Jesus is saying these things and giving us the scriptures to say, hey, maybe we are, but there's good news at the end of this, so don't freak out too much. But we assume that, and here's the real question. Do we put on sheep's clothing? That's the question. Are we putting on sheep's clothing? And it's just being put on. It's not him inside. We're not putting the lamb in. We're putting him on. We go to church and we put him on. We get in certain situations where we want to look spiritual and we put him on like sheep's clothing, like lamb's clothing. But the whole point is in that scripture is that what is on the inside? What is the nature? I wrote down lamb's clothing is easy to put on. It's easy to put on. Anybody can put on lamb's clothing for an hour or two in church or under a certain spiritual setting. But putting on the lamb is not easy. It requires us to deny ourselves. And in truth, it requires us to love Jesus, the Lamb of God, more than we love ourselves. It requires there to want a transfer of nature, a transfer of attitudes, a transfer from us, and to love Jesus with all of our heart, soul, and strength. I wrote this, how do we know if we or someone in our midst are wolves? And Jesus said, inwardly, they are ravening wolves. Inwardly, it's a situation, when it comes to the Lord, it's a situation of what's inward, not what we're putting on the outside. And I think we all can maybe, I mean, if we would be honest with ourselves, we could look at certain times and certain things and see this beast, this wolf come out of us, these teeth show up and maybe attack somebody or whatever, in whatever form that it comes, and we should examine and say, am I in the most spiritual settings putting on sheep's clothing, but it's not really the lamb? And am I in the worst crisis showing what's inwardly the situation with me? And Jesus said, check what's inward. Check what's inward if you want to come to a true change. And he said, you'll know them by their fruit. So, of course, this is not... I don't think we're talking about fruit when it's convenient now. Because I don't think that's fruit. That's the same as putting on sheepskins. That's appearing. And that's the thing that it says. They appear as sheep, but they're not. So, in Acts chapter 20... I'll read starting with verse 29. This is Paul speaking after he knows that he's going to move on and maybe even die. And he's speaking to the church at Ephesus, if I remember correctly. For I know this. So this is something he knows. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Here we are, wolves and lambs again. You see how this is we're going through a lot of different places in the Bible, and this is a theme. Grievous wolves entering in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, and speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. So this is a big deal. It's a big deal. It's a big deal to Jesus, who's saying, you know, who's making this contrast. It's a big deal to Paul because he sees it, and he sees it coming 3 years in advance, and he's warning and praying with tears and trying to help them to understand that it's not the ministry that you do, it's the spirit you do it in. It's not the ministry and the way that you look when all eyes are on you, but is there a beast in there? Is there a wolf in there? Or behind someone's back? We're sweet to them in front of them, but behind their back we have all these beastly wolf things to say about them. So he said grievous wolves will enter in. And how do we know he knows this? Well, he says, for I know this. So how does he know this? Let's see. Wolves will be wolves. You know, people say, oh, well, boys will be boys. Wolves will be wolves. That's how he knows it. He knows that a wolf is going to be a wolf, and it's going to show up that way. He knows it because he says they will attack. They will attack what? The lambs, the flock. And they're going to speak perverse things. Now, here's the thing. It's not just that they got a foul mouth. It is that they speak perverse things about others. And here's the scripture, what it says about others, to draw them away from someone else. So you speak perverse things about them so that you can draw these people away from them and draw them unto yourself. It's exactly what he says. That's so wolf. That is so wolf. Well, this is mine, and this is my ministry, and this is my people, and this is my, all of it, just so the opposite of the Lamb of God. And then he said, that I have been, I mean, if you put it in plain English, he's talking to this church, and he says, I've been warning you for the space of 3 years about what is not the Lamb and what is the Lamb. I talk about it all the time. I share with you all the time. That's what Paul's saying here. Well, let me just read it from up here. That by the space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn everyone, night and day, with tears. So this is space of 3 years, warning, doing it everyone to everyone, night, day, with tears. This is a huge subject. This is huge to God. It's huge to his apostle, that he, pouring out the word, he is giving some of the purest word that's going to go forth to the ears of people, but at the same time he's having to warn them all the time. Look, there's going to be people that look like they're lambs and they're not. They're going to put on this lamb that I keep sharing about. But it's only going to be the lamb's clothing. They're not going to put in the nature of that lamb. And so I was deeply moved by these words. And, you know, being a minister myself, knowing how he must have been grieved, knowing I'm fixing to leave and here they're going to come. You know, and then he says, even among yourselves already, there's some that are doing that. So, verse 31, he says, basically that it's already happened. I mean, they're coming, but it's already happened. There's some already. All right. So, so I wrote, are they already among us? let's face it, not all of us have, you know, I mean, we're in the process. Amen? We're in the process. We want the Lamb. I'm not speaking specifically to you guys. I'm just sharing the word. But there's, you know, I mean, there's a way to go for some of us, really a way that we need to tighten our belts and press in more for his nature, because Jesus, the whole thing was, Jesus started this thing with with talking about go your ways, but I send you as lambs. That's what I'm doing. Don't go if you're not, okay. Well, basically, go the way of finding and learning the Lamb so that you can put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and put him in there and be conformed to that, his spirit, and be conformed to his nature. And so in Isaiah 11, verse 6, it says this, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. All right, I'm going to use two verses out of Isaiah. I'm going to use, in two chapters, I'm going to use Isaiah 11, 6, the one I just read, in relationship to one truth, why he would allow us to be among wolves, in the midst of wolves. And then I'm going to use Isaiah 65:25 and some of the verses after that to give another view of why he would do that. So Isaiah 11:6 again, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. Jesus said, I send you in the midst of wolves. Why would he do that? Why are we there? Because it's in that situation. It's not when everybody's a lamb that you give that you really get the opportunity to show forth the excellencies of his nature. It's it's in the midst of wolves when they're unjust and they're unfair and they're mean and they're attacking you and they're all this kind of stuff. That's when the glory rises. That's when the incense is real. See, we can fake it on some of the littler things, but boy, when wolves are attacking, that's where you find out who lives. And that's where you find out whether Paul weeps or rejoices with the Lord, with the Father that is getting his son. So he puts us among wolves for a test. Not that he's testing us to see us to fail, but giving us opportunities that the life and nature of the Lord can come forth, even in the worst situations. All right, and then Isaiah 65:25 says this. It's very similar, but it has an added thing. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. Okay, so if the wolves are all laying down, with verse chapter 11, he's saying, go over there and be in the midst. Well, that's dangerous. Yeah, but I want to see my son. In this one, he's saying they're going to feed together. They're going to be eating the same thing. And the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. So here in this one, in Isaiah 65, is the beauty of being in the midst of the lambs and the lions it mentions here. We're sent there to let them see the Lamb of God, not us, but the Lamb of God in us. And it's actually saying, you know, stay there until the wolves and the lions take on the nature of Jesus, the nature of the Lamb. Just be there because some of them are going to turn. So what does that mean for us? That means it doesn't matter if we're putting on sheep's clothing. If we're putting on lamb clothing but not fully put him in yet, there's still hope for us. There is hope for us. There is the fact that he's going to take those wolves and lions and they're going to be, you know, it doesn't matter what they look like outwardly because inwardly they're laying down with the lamb. Inwardly they're feeding with the lamb. Inwardly they shall not hurt nor destroy anymore. They're lambs. That's glorious. That's the hope. And that's the hope that he gives to all of us. So to me, so I'm going to wrap this up. To me, it is like, okay, if I've been putting on lambskin and trying to look like a lamb to fit in or to whatever, but I know that there's a lot of wolf in me, then I'm going to admit that. I'm going to go say, hey, I need more of the lamb. I need this Jesus. This is the Jesus I want, the one that is beautiful, the one that is selfless. And so I am going to, I'm going to admit it, and I'm going to say, you bet, you know what? I'm not going to hide myself from my own flesh. Absolutely. Yes, Lord, get me. You know, and then once you do that, then you say, okay, let me see the Lamb in you. Let me see your spirit. Let me look in the Word and see the fullness of the Lamb nature. And let me be changed into that same image from glory to glory so that, you know, we know it's the Lamb in us that does that. But in this picture, it's trying to show the Lamb came into our midst and could have been slaughtered and was actually slaughtered. But in our midst, now there are some of us that are laying down with him, that are feeding on what he's eating, that are no longer destroying, and they shall nor hurt. They shall not hurt nor destroy. He's talking about the lions and the wolves. So that now inwardly they're not ravening wolves. They are lamb. That's our goal. That's our heart. That's what we cry out for. That's why we meet. More of Jesus, less of me. Praise God. So if you're going through anything, you're seeing how off you are, don't worry about it. Press into the Lord. Don't focus on the wolf nature. Say, well, let that motivate you. Go, I don't like this, and the Lord doesn't like it, and Paul's crying over it, so I want rid of it. And then start looking at that lamb, and pretty soon that wolf lays down beside him, and that lion lays down beside him, and they start eating what he's eating, and that spirit comes into them, and they're no longer about hurting or destroying, but blessing, even to their own loss. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for allowing this blog to go forward, even though it was attacked so much. Lord, there's no shame. All of us start out as a wolf. But your spirit, your dove, the harmless one, is trying to get us to move off of hiding that with clothing that is a lamb, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So we together, we say, yes, Lord. We say, do the work, author and finisher. You're not just the author, but you're the finisher. Do the work and let Christ bring this wolf and this lamb to their knees and to be lowly with that lamb. We love you, Lamb of God. We love you, Jesus. We thank you for the harmless dove that is on us now to work this into us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.